Thanks for listening to the show. Join us online at playvolutionhq.com and learn how to support the show at explorationsearlylearning.com/support.
It's time to lean back and buckle in. This ain't your grandma's early learning podcast. Then again, your grandma probably didn't know what a podcast was. Hey, moms and dads, puppies and kittens, caregivers and advocates, it's time for Shaken Bones. Here's Dan and Amy.
Hi there. Welcome to the Shaken Bones podcast. I'm Dan Hodgins.
And I'm Amy Avila.
And in this episode, we're going to talk about graduation. Amy and I are hanging out together to tackle the untouchables. Sometimes we might challenge your beliefs, maybe even stretch your comfort zone. Most importantly, we want to make you think. We don't expect that you have to agree or disagree, but what we do hope is to cause some shaking bones. Amy, this subject just makes me so angry. I just watched a video just today of a graduation ceremonies, and the children were all dressed in caps and gowns. They were like 3 and 4, and they played a song that was unbelievable. While the children, I know what it was, "You Raised Me Up" by Josh Groban. As the children walked down this aisle, and the parents were all beaming and taking pictures, and I saw some children crying and in discomfort, and I'm thinking, this is exploitation of children. And then, get this, I found a song that was developed for preschool graduation. It's to the tune of "Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star." And it goes, "Kindergarten, here we come. We know what we have, lots of fun. Lots of things to make and do. Reading, writing, counting to. Kindergarten, here we come. We know we'll have lots of fun." I hate those kinds of things. First of all, how do you know we're going to have lots of fun in kindergarten?
I've visited a few kindergartens.
So this kind of stuff just drives me nuts. So excuse the ranting in terms of that process. But you have to really wonder, who is this for? Because to me, graduation is a recognition that you're moving on to the next level, but that's a self-recognition that, you know, that you're graduating from high school and going to college. That's an important rites of passage. The individual knows that they are no longer considered to be a child, that they're moving on to adulthood. Preschool children have no concept at this age of moving on to the big world, other than the fact that they're going to go from one school to another. Am right. I totally nuts on this subject, or?
You know, they're interested in the fact that they're going to get to ride the bus. They're going to get to play on that really cool playground. And they're going to be so, and they're going to be so sad because they don't get to come and see you anymore. You know, those are the things that I hear when children are moving on, but they're so excited because they get to go, you know, they get to go to this new school.
Right. And at a play-based program, I don't understand how we can actually put in our frame of mind that we would dress children up in a cap and gown, because I've never, even if a child asked, it would be in the dress up area and they could do it anytime they wanted to. But I've never had a young child ask me to march to a song with a rolled up blank diploma. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't fit what I consider to be a play-based program.
Right. And it's, you know, again, like you said, who is it for? It's not for the children. And I understand the, you know, the need and desire for some sort of ritual. It doesn't have to be a mock of an adult graduation. What we do in our program, and I know I've talked about it before, is every summer, the very last week of our program before school starts, we go camping. And that is our annual end of summer. And you know, I don't even say graduation. It's, you know, the children get to have a wonderful week together at the playground. We have a wonderful bonfire, and all of the families bring food, and we have a potluck one of the evenings. The older children, one night of the week that we're there, get to spend the night. You know, so we've worked in all of these things into this week that we spend at the campground. And, you know, the children get to, you know, as always, the children get to drive a lot of the things that we do when we're there. So it's very, you know, very child-centered. We bring in families, we invite alumni. It's, you know, it's an opportunity. And the children know that on that last day from the campground, those who are going to school are going to go off to school. But we have a unique situation too, is that, you know, children don't leave. They may go to school, but most of the children want to come back every time there's a snow day. You know, I have a 14-year-old who no longer is within the ages of the program, but she could actually work for us now, who comes off the bus every now and again, you know. And so, you know, the children like to stay connected to us and part of our program. And so, you know, but we do have this very, you know, our program is year round, but that camping trip is kind of like the ritual that we have that says, okay, this is the end of one year and the beginning of another.
Right. And yeah, it's not a graduation. It's an end of the year celebration, which has become a tradition in your program. And I really value those kinds of experiences for everyone that's involved, because it says we care about you enough that we're going to celebrate this end experience and as you're moving on to something else. And I think those kinds of experiences are natural, are real to both children and families. And I think those kinds of things, I'm not at all, if people want to do a family picnic at the end of the year, or if they want to do some kind of group experience that's designed and initiated by children, I'm not opposed to that. I think what's happened is that there are a lot of companies that have turned this into a major market for people. And you can buy and rent the caps and gowns. You can get the fake diplomas. You can actually get curriculum designed for children to be able to color, et cetera. So it's really become a major market for people in the field. And sometimes people get caught up with those practices and forget what's really important in terms of that process.
Right. I mean, it's so much of early childhood education has become corporate and, you know, a money-making scheme for a lot of the different things that are there. And I would agree with you that graduation is definitely one of those things. And it's a lot like a lot of the other things with curriculum where, you know, somebody's making a pretty penny and it just keeps getting pushed on, you know, keeps getting pushed down and pushed on us. So it's one of those things that, you know, you really have to take a step back and take a look at it and go, this is not in the best interest of children. And if it's something that, you know, you're being asked to do by parents or you're being asked to do by, you know, your program or the administration in your program, it's a good time to have a really good talk with them and, you know, do some pushing back on it because it's not what's best for children. And granted, you know, it is one day, but that one day sends a completely different message if you're a play-based program than the rest, you know, than your other days do.
And I think what you just indicated is really crucial, because the question that often is given to me is, but parents want this. They like to take pictures of the children. And I think we need to do a better job of helping families understand what's really, really important to children. And I think just caving in and doing something that we know is not appropriate for young children, we need to really take a stand and make sure that we help adults understand why this is not a good thing, and not leave it there, but what can we do instead of that? Because I think if we create what you created or other people have created other components, it doesn't leave families just out there. But my chat, this is their last, you know, so, but yeah, but we're going to celebrate it this way. And this way is a much more appropriate way. I know, and I talked about this as an earlier show, one of the things that Beth Boss did at Roseville Preschool is they, children would have boxes. They called them memory boxes. And I know you know this, but they would just have a bunch of stuff on the table. And children during the last few days of the year got to select items that they wanted to put in this box that they could remember the school with. And some kids would just simply pile stuff in the box. They didn't really have a developmental level of understanding what the memory of this later on they might. And then some children, and I observed this one year, they really took a lot of time deciding what to put in this box. And again, I thought, what an important ritual. A memory of the environment that they have been in the past year or two. Those kinds of things to me are much more acceptable, much more meaningful than a graduation.
Right. And another piece of that, Dan, is, you know, some of the things that I've thought about at different times and different things that we have done is, you know, when children are making that transition, there's, you know, there's generally a lot of talk about it before it happens. And so we like to ask the children, like, what are their favorite things that we have ever done? And, you know, make a list of those and make sure that we have those opportunities available to the children one last time before they're not going to be here anymore. Find out what their favorite meals have been or foods that we have served and make sure that we have an opportunity, you know, to serve those again. And you know, here, one of the things that the children continually ask for is my oatmeal. You know, generally those are the things that they'll want is can we have oatmeal? Or when there's a snow day and some of the school age children come, you know, they're expecting to have my oatmeal when they come for breakfast. You know, those types of things. So, you know, just having a conversation with the children to find out what's important to them. And maybe rather than having, you know, the graduation ceremony where they're, you know, walking down, why not just open your program for an evening where parents can come and children can spend time sharing with them their favorite things that they do when they're in the program?
Yes. And it becomes meaningful because the child is owning the activity. And they're showing what they like to do, and the child becomes the teacher at that particular point. And I think, you know, the kinds of things that you mentioned where you're asking children their favorite food or whatever, it says you this is your place. We're going to miss you. It helps with the transition, and it says that we own it. I know that one place did a sing-along at the end of the year where they brought in some people who played auto harps and guitars, and they had like not a concert, but a sing-along where the families sat around a campfire and just sang some songs. And the teacher frequently say, what was your favorite song? And the child would burst out. And of course, lots of children would pick the same song and they just sang it over and over again in terms of that. But again, to me, that's a much more meaningful closure of the year or whatever, than having a graduation that doesn't fit, what children want.
Right. And it's so different from what the children experience all of the, you know, all of the time otherwise. So because it's so different and unnatural, it's, you know, yeah, it may be serving the purpose for the parents, but you're missing the mark completely with the children because they're not getting the closure that they need by being able to share what, you know, the memories or the different pieces of what is important to them about where they're at. They're not going to remember that graduation ceremony.
No. And I think what's important is that we need to do that right up front. When children enroll, when families enroll their children in programs, we really need to make sure that we've got our act together, that and talk to them about the kind of end of the year, if there is an end of the year, event that we're going to do. so that they know up front that this program is not going to steer away from what's important to children, especially if it's a play-based program, that we're going to continue that even to the very end of the year. And I think right up front that that needs to occur. And then we don't get the kinds of questions at the end of the year where parents are saying, you know, are you going to have a graduation? Because it's already been discussed and brought about early. Don't you think so?
Right. And that, you know, that general open and honest communication and continually sharing research and information that, you know, shows what is best practice and what is best for children will help when those questions resurface, because you can talk about it, you know, you have to talk about it all the time. So upon enrollment and, you know, continually feed information to the parents of your program, you know, why, giving them some of the why you do the things the way you do, because there is so much out there that does not fit best practices for young children. So giving them some of the information and research behind the things that you do will help them better understand and get them to be less questioning of things like graduation.
I did some research today. I went online. I looked at some material looking for ideas or people's comments, I should say, regarding preschool graduation. After looking at about 150, I only found one article where somebody said, is preschool graduation really relevant to young children? All of the other ones were, first of all, most of them were from companies selling their wares, but a lot of them related to parents wanting this. They wanted to celebrate and take pictures because they're only going to be in preschool once. Those kinds of statements were made frequently. And again, I just think we need to do a really better job of remembering that you can't think about being appropriate experience for children throughout the year and then blast it with something that's not appropriate. It just doesn't fit. The experience that's really real, because we want children to leave our programs with positive memories. And I don't think that in most cases, graduation ceremonies per se, is a positive experience. In most cases, most young children do not want, to do that.
Right. And, you know, when you're like forcing all the practices and, you know, yeah, the ceremony is one day, but how long does it take you to get all of the children to walk in that line? Or if you're making them sing a song or, you know, all these things that come about with that graduation, you are robbing them from the last week that they have in your program, from all of the meaningful things that they need to do one more time before they move on.
Right. That's the crucial part of this, is the fact that it's really, really important that they leave with some positive memories. And like you indicated, there is wasted time spent. Some people are beginning now to practice the songs that they're going to sing at these ceremonies. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is such wasted time. Plus, I can't imagine how exhausting this must be for the adult who tries to get young children to fit into that scheme.
Right. And, you know, all they want to do is they want to continue to play. They want to, like I said, you know, they've got all these different emotions going through because they know that they don't have much time left. And, you know, and I have children who are super independent and are doing things all of the time. But that last week before they know that school is starting, they're on my lap. They're, you know, they need that connection time. And if you're trying to orchestrate this big show and event for parents, you're not there to meet the needs for what the children need right then and there.
Correct. And I think what you stated is making sure that children are feeling comfortable. I keep thinking about the fact that young children typically have trouble with change anyhow. And talk about a major change if we turn the school or the cafeteria or the lunchroom or the nap room into the ceremony kind of thing is a major change. And to look at placing him in awkward positions, it really is not appropriate. And so that experience adds to the whole stress and dilemma. So I think the kinds of things that you do and others do that are more natural, the campouts, the picnics, the sing-alongs, the sharing of photos throughout the year of children doing things is to me a more natural. Having children talk about their favorite things to parents and show them what they liked in the school or the center of their home is more natural, because the child then is in control not only of the whole year, but at the most important part, at the end of the year, because we have to think about what memories will be left with that child, and we want them to be positive memories.
Definitely. And you know, there, you may have been doing it forever, and I know sometimes that's the challenge, is how do you go from having had graduation for years and years and years to not having it? And again, that whole communication and talking with parents, and it's not, you don't have to get rid of having some sort of celebration, but what you can Correct. Change is how you do that. And you can change it to make it be a sing-along or an open house or something that is very much about the child and not about a show for adults.
Because I've even thought, what if adults wore the caps and gowns and you had a sing-along? Because in reality, it's the adults are having more difficulty perhaps with the change than the child, because they're not sure yet what's going to happen in the future, because they're so present tense in their process.
Right. They only know what people have told them or the little bits and pieces that they gathered from visiting the school that they're going to be moving to.
Right. Well, thanks for letting me rant in terms of taking homes. Amy and I both really want you to think about what is appropriate experiences for everyone, and including the family as part of that process is really an important celebration. If you have questions or want continued discussion, you can email me at dkj5075@aol.com or Amy at...
You can email me at amyahola@hotmail.com, or you can find me on Facebook at Child Central Station.
Thanks so much for listening.
Bye.
This has been Shaking Bones. Dan and Amy will be back next week for more bone rattling. Stay tuned.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.